And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 4th of July, 2014. Independence Day, 1776 on this day, the Second Continental Congress unanimously adopted the Declaration of Independence, and the United States officially broke from the rule of England. It had been approved and signed on July 2nd. It was formally adopted on the 4th, so John Adams always felt that the 2nd of July was the true holiday, and he refused to appear at 4th of July celebrations for the rest of his life in protest. It's the birthday of Nathaniel Hawthorne, born Salem, Massachusetts, 1804, married Sophia Peabody, 1842. Soon after, wrote to his sister, "We are as happy as people can be without making themselves ridiculous." When he lost his job at the Salem Custom House, his wife surprised him with money that she'd put away out of her household allowance just so he could write a book, and he did, The Scarlet Letter, about Hester Prynne, who bears a child out of wedlock and has to wear a red letter A for adultery. Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass was first published on this date in 1855. 12 poems. Whitman helped set the type himself. The book got several glowing reviews, anonymous reviews, in New York newspapers, most of them written by Whitman himself. And it was on this date, 1931, in London, James Joyce, Nora Barnacle were wed. They'd been living together for 26 years. Had their first date in 1904. Joyce had decided he wanted to leave Ireland, live in Europe. He asked Nora to come along, and to his amazement, she agreed. He wrote to her, "The fact that you can choose to stand beside me in this way in my hazardous life fills me with great pride and joy." They lived all over Europe, had 2 children, usually were broke, until Joyce published Ulysses, which was a financial success. He wanted to make sure that Nora and the children would inherit the royalties, so they finally got married. Here's a poem for today by Richard Taylor, entitled Wild Turkeys. Rushed to reach the dentist's and scratch one more item off my list of things to do, I hurry down the porch steps, stopping, car door half open, as I glance beyond the porch steps, to see not one or two, but 7 turkeys foraging on the hillside, lean, each cupped in its feathery sheen like ancient scales or bark, each going its own unruffled way, wattled bills, picking who knows what seeds or insects, except one preening in the sunlight, wings flexed open in airy languor, clear ground between it and anything like harm. They gabble, they dip with each mincing step, as though warming to flightlessness, slowly in some long association dyed deep in the wing in a tongue for which there are no words, they answer to light, working their way upward toward the tree line at the crest, past the furry shadow of a lone cedar, whichever way they turn is home. Wild Turkeys, a poem by Richard Taylor from his collection Rain Shadow, published by Broadstone Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.